No, said Bolu, stood tall, the king of the court. You'll miss and cry. Boys, grab him. Demi fought in their grip, eyes beginning to water. Just one shot, I'll cry and drown this peach, he screamed, his voice slicing the sky, clouds gathering over. You small boy, you no get shame. Remember this belt. Pass the bow before I whip you even harder. But the king's voice hushed as the earth began to melt. The soil dampened, telephone poles tilt, and great tears pool in Demi's wild eyes. Far off, Modupe felt that earth wane. Modupe, Demi's mother, her fears honed by her child, knowing what danger wild water could do let loose on land, left everything. Her ears seeking Demi's distinct sobbing, the market where she worked, utter chaos in her wake, in her vaults over tables stacked with fruits and fried goods, the air parting for her, the men unable to find fault in the thick-limbed, smooth movement that was her full form.